This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The gunman who opened fire on tourists at Mexico's iconic Teotihuacan pyramids carried materials that were apparently related to the deadly 1999 shooting at Columbine High School. That's according to authorities who spoke yesterday, a day after the attack that killed a Canadian woman and left at least 13 people injured. Although authorities did not mention Columbine by name, they referred to several books and handwritten notes that belonged to the gunman and referenced attacks in the United States in April 1999. Monday was the 27th anniversary of the massacre. The assailant shot and killed himself. Authorities say he acted alone. A proposed ban on a popular type of sports wager in Colorado is dead. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
For the first time, lawmakers are trying to put guardrails on sports gambling, and they're running into budget concerns. Senate Bill 131 proposed eliminating prop bets. These are wagers on things like how many points or rebounds a player will score in a game. Prop bets have become a centerpiece of sports gambling and an important part of state revenue. Lawmakers voted on Tuesday morning to keep prop bets and the money they generate. The bill would still ban credit card financed bets and limit advertising and push notifications. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Five suspected pipe bombs found over the weekend in Boulder County have been deemed non-functional. Deputies say a caller reported a suspicious case filled with the devices near Ponderosa Way on Saturday morning. The Boulder County Regional Bomb Squad moved the items to a secure area, and they did not contain any explosive material. This is CPR News.